Today we're going to explore compassion meditation. And we're going to explore connecting with others through fear. Fear often, typically, reinforces itself. So that when we're perceiving the world through fear, that fear colors all of our perceptions, and in turn colors our thoughts and everything else we experience in ways that actually reinforce the fear. The result of this is that we don't necessarily perceive all that occurs accurately, and we may, in fact, attribute qualities, motives, values, etc., to individuals that may not entirely be correct. And even when they are correct, our fear may contribute to our responding to the world in ways that are perhaps unwise and/or unhealthy. This is in no way a claim that fear is not useful and cannot at times be very useful. Indeed, it is necessary for our survival. But fear can also be very dangerous when it's really influencing our lives in ways that we're not aware of. And I would maintain that right now there's a lot of fear in the world for justifiable reasons. And this fear is really propelling us to see the world in terms of us versus them in various forms, which perpetuates more fear. And in the most exaggerated sense, it contributes to us seeing my group that I identify with as the right group and others in extremely dehumanizing terms. And there's nothing wrong with the fear per se. It's there and it's real. I would say that anyone with their eyes and their heart and their ears open right now is experiencing some level of fear. So the purpose of this practice is to help us recognize the fear, see it for what it is, and then use that fear as a means for connecting with others. And then making decisions, etc., from this place of connection rather than from a place of division. In Thupten Jinpa's recent book, A Fearless Heart, he uses a wonderful phrase, the power of perceived similarity. The power of perceived similarity. And to me, this is a very powerful statement, the power of perceived similarity, in that we don't typically do that. We see similarity in others that we think are like ourselves, maybe family, friends, maybe persons who share our values, maybe share other characteristics that we affiliate ourselves with, associate ourselves with. But our habitual mode of responding to the world and to others is to categorize in terms of they're either like me or not like me. And thus, on a very perceptual level, our habitual responses to ourselves, to others, to situations in the world at large is largely in terms of differences. I define myself in terms of who I am different from. And in this perception of differences, there's an implicit perception of dehumanization of others who are not like myself. And this is very deeply ingrained, very habitual, perhaps biological, I don't know. It's definitely reinforced through culture all the time, or at least often. Not only our culture, but I think culture in general, to some extent. The Lojong tradition in Tibetan Buddhism is the mind training tradition, or heart mind training tradition. And one way of looking at this is that we are training our hearts and our minds to really perceive the world differently, radically differently. We're really reversing some of our habitual modes of perception, thinking, and acting in ways that are consistent with perspectives of compassion, altruism, and love. So let's begin this practice by getting in a comfortable position. Making a conscious decision how to place the body, how to sit, how to place the hands, what to do with the gaze. And in a posture that is conducive to both alertness and relaxation, settle into your body. Experience your attention descending into the body. Feel the ground. Feel the solidity of the earth, of the supports of your physical body. And then from there, get a sense of uprightedness. Extend your spine a bit, perhaps. And feel the extension all the way to the crown of your head. And then gently release the entire body. Allowing any places of tension to relax, such as the forehead. The area around the eyes, the jaw, the neck, shoulders, torso, belly. And now simply feel the breathing, the body breathing. As you gently allow the body to relax into its natural rhythm of breathing. Perhaps at the nostrils, perhaps at the abdomen, perhaps through the entire body field, simply observe, witness, and experience the sensations of breathing. And while maintaining this quality of alertness, allow your body and mind to relax more and more deeply with each breath, particularly each out-breath. And allow your attention to be spacious and gentle, like a feather floating on the wind, perhaps, as you gently observe the breathing as you inhale, and then as you exhale. If your mind wanders, or if you become distracted, it's not a problem at all. Simply be aware of that, and gently, and with the spirit of self-compassion, come back to your breathing. Now imagine yourself, or remember yourself, as your so-called best self. The you who is full of compassion and love. Let go of the neurotic stories, etc., that we may tell ourselves. And become that best self as you breathe in and out. You may even remember a time when you were really an embodiment of love and compassion, when you were really there for somebody. Get a sense of this self. Be confident about this embodiment of yourself. That at your very core you have this natural capacity for love and compassion. It's very gentle and very tender, but also very strong. So breathe into this compassionate strength. As you do so, you may allow your attention to focus on the heart center area. Feel this area as it expands, and then as it relaxes as you exhale. and stay anchored in this natural capacity for love and compassion as you do so. Breathing into this heart of compassion, and breathing out of this heart of compassion. If it's helpful, you might imagine a white light at your heart representing this love and compassion, or you may imagine your heart as spacious as the sky. Simply keep breathing into this natural compassionate heart, this capacity for compassion. Imagine this love and compassion just filling your entire body. Every cell. It's really overflowing now. So much there that cannot be contained in the body. From this place of wellness and compassion, loving kindness, give yourself messages of love and loving kindness. And recite in your mind for yourself, may I be happy. May I be well. May I be free from fear. May I be free from sorrow. May I have peace and joy. Now, from this place of compassion, self-loving kindness, we're going to explore our fear. And in doing so, remind yourself the purpose is not to experience this fear, but to recognize this fear and be with it from this perspective of spaciousness. So be gentle with yourself. And simply think about your life. The life you're living right now. Just become aware of ways that fear operates in your life. Could be on very personal levels. Could be on community, social levels. And simply breathe into this fear. See what's there. How is it? How does it affect you? How does it influence your decisions, your thoughts? What you do with your time? Now, from this place of openness and compassion, give yourself messages of compassion, self-compassion. May I be free from suffering. May I be free from fear. May I have happiness and peace. May I be free from suffering. May I be free from fear. May I have happiness and peace. And now consider that this fear does not belong to you, but is in some ways a common human experience. And widen your field of concern and bring an awareness to others right now who may be experiencing a similar type of fear as you are. As you breathe in an awareness of this communal fear, and breathe out a message, an energy of compassion and love to yourself and all those others who experience this. So breathing in an awareness of the suffering and breathing out compassion, love. And as you do so, recite in your mind for yourself and these countless others. May we all be free of this suffering. May we all be free of this fear. May we all have happiness and peace. Now widen your field of concern a bit more. Think of others that you may not typically think of, attend to. Could be others in different social situations, different life circumstances. And reflect or consider that just like yourself, these others may be persons or groups of persons who you don't typically think of or associate with. Just like yourself, these others experience a similar fear as your own, actually. The stories may be different, it may manifest differently. Just consider that these others on a deep emotional level experience the same fear that you've experienced. And then recite in your mind for these individuals, just like me, they want to be happy and free from suffering. Just like me, they want to be free from fear. Now again, extend messages of compassion to yourself and these countless others experiencing fear. May we all be free from suffering. May we all be free from fear. May we all have happiness and peace and joy. Now extend your awareness even further. Include those that you really experience to be totally different from yourself. Perhaps those that have totally different values. Totally different political beliefs, perhaps religious beliefs. Beliefs about what is important. Maybe even those that commit acts and have beliefs that you really see as wrong on some deep level. Consider these individuals. Consider that under all these differences of values, lifestyles, beliefs, perspectives, that there's a common human element there that is really no different from your own. Consider that these individuals, just like yourself, experience fear. A fear that is identical. Take away all the stories and it's identical as your own fear. And consider that these individuals are really doing the best that they can with their resources, just as you are. Consider that these persons want to be loved and valued just like yourself. Consider that these persons have goals and dreams and families. and reciting your mind for these individuals just like me. These people want to be free from fear. Just like me, these people want to be free from suffering. Just like me, these people want to be happy. And now see if it makes sense to recite, just like me, each of us wants to be happy and free from suffering. Just like me, each of us wants to be free from fear. Now allow your heart to open as wide as it will. With no force, allow the heart to go where it will. And allow your compassion and your love to extend in all directions. Wherever it is willing. As you breathe in, you may breathe in an awareness of this fear. Human fear. Breathe out compassion and love. Breathe in an awareness of this fear. It's really no different once you get beneath the storylines. Breathe out compassion. Imagine this compassion extending in all directions, touching people, affecting them, reducing their fear. You might imagine with less fear that persons listen to one another, for instance. Develop respect for one another. Learn to collaborate. And then recite in your mind, may we all be free of suffering. May we all be free from fear. May we all have happiness and peace and joy. May we all be free from suffering. We all be free from fear. May we all know happiness and peace and joy. Gradually allow your attention to return to your body. Simply be aware of your breathing body. Be aware of any effects of this practice on your body and your mind, your heart. Give yourself a message of appreciation for taking time out of a busy life. To explore compassion, to cultivate compassion. And imagine what it would be like if we all just stopped for 5 minutes and practice together, breathe together. Breathe into this element of common humanity. And let's end this practice with a dedication. Dedication is simply a closure, a way of taking any positive energy, that is accumulated or developed through this practice, and channeling it, dedicating it, so that it continues to manifest. So use whatever words or beliefs are meaningful to you, and simply dedicate any merit, any goodness of this practice to your own well-being and the well-being of your community. And as this practice ends, transition back into life with a resolve, with an intent, that in some small ways you will carry the spirit of compassion and common humanity into the world with you. Peace.